Inspired by Van Wittel's compositions, the painting reveals a new sensitivity to light and shows the east side of the Piazzetta, in which the 16th-century buildings of the Biblioteca and the Loggia stand out, designed by Jacopo Sansovino. In the distance, the Palladian Church of San Giorgio Maggiore and the furthermost tip of Giudecca Island are glimpsed. In the background, there are majestic sailing ships and nimble gondolas, while a wharf hoist dominates near the centre, a small vessel moored in front of Piazza San Marco, guarding the Doge's palace. Lawyers, merchants, friars, women and children enliven the square. Characters apparently arranged at random, they are like actors, guided by the skillful theatre direction of Canaletto, who directs them in staging one of the most evocative views of Venice, in which the hues of the sky match the elaborate architecture of the buildings. The work belongs to a series of four canvases, which are exhibited here for you to admire. Also preserved at the National Galleries of Ancient Art in Rome and previously attributed to Bernardo Bellotto due to their large size, they immortalize two views of St. Mark's and two of the Grand Canal. Originally, they were part of the extraordinary collection of Giovanni Torlonia, a rich Roman banker and collector, displayed in the majestic Cenci Bolognetti Palace. Located in front of Palazzo Venezia in line with the street, it was demolished to make way for the new urban layout of the capital. The taste and choices of the family collection were influenced by their relations with the Venetian sculptor Antonio Canova, driven by a genuine admiration for Canaletto, dictated by pride in his land and nostalgia over the end of the most serene republic, when it was conquered by Napoleon.